Hello to all you beautiful people. I want to thank you so much for joining me today for this cup of tea. And today is my lucky episode number 7. Now you might be wondering, why is it his lucky episode? Well, to those of you who know me, hopefully you can figure it out. And to those of you who don't, you're about to find out. My name is Bradley Wario, and back in them good old days was born in July 7, 1997. So if we break that down into number terms, that's 7797. Lucky episode number 7. Ah, man, I'm excited. And to go with the theme, we're going to be talking about luck. Does it exist? Is it real? If it is, can we control it? Can we make it work for us? And if it isn't, then what explains all those weird lucky events that happen? All that and more in this exciting episode of Tea with Bradley. So I want to make this episode short. Try saying that word shorter than I can. Because even though my episodes haven't been that long, I want to be cognizant of your time and work on the fact of I want you listening to me and filling your ear holes with all this goodness. But I also know, like I said, you're time conscious people. So I want to make them shorter for you so you can listen to them and bounce and then apply them to your lives. So to dive right into luck, does Lady Luck exist? Does it come down to us in good times and bad times? Does it control our lives in ways that, you know, we don't really understand? Or is it just a mindset that we kind of attribute to things? Now, I'm sure you have your own beliefs, and whether you agree with me or not, I'm going to hopefully persuade you to agree with me because, you know, you're listening to me and that's my point. So diving into luck itself, I'm going to argue that luck does not exist and is instead a perspective. Now, before you hang up and leave, I, like I said, want to kind of work on it and talk about it. And luck, the reason I'm saying is a mindset, is because we as humans are very physical in a sense. We like to touch our fingers, we like to touch our hair, we like to touch things, we like to hold our water bottle, like to lay in bed and snuggle with our comforter. And being those physical beings we are, we like to make things that aren't physical, physical. And Lady Luck is a really nice way of making those unknown, obscure things tangible. Now, a really good example of this is magic. Ooh, we like magic. We love that unknown aspect. But the reason we call it magic is because we don't know what to call it. We look at it and we're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what the heck just happened. Magic. That's what happened. But in reality, and we all know this from the magicians around us, magic is the illusion of something happening. So how does magic apply to Lady Luck? Well, luck is this intangible thing of randomness. Now, we all know what randomness is. We roll a set of dice and we have no idea what's about to pop up. But if we do mathematics, if we roll one dice, we know there's a 1 in 6 probability of a number 1 through 6 showing up because there are 6 sides and only one's going to be on top. So that randomness is actually something that we can kind of call probability. But how does that apply to luck in our lives and all these, you know, unfortunate events such as car wrecks or printers jamming or choosing the wrong traffic lane? And shout out to anyone who's seen Office Space and that really awful scene where he keeps switching lanes and as soon as he does, the next lane that he was just in speeds up. How does that happen? How is that luck event happening? Is that really just some random event? Well, I'm going to argue as well, and I believe I mentioned it, luck is a mindset in the sense of we choose if an event is lucky or not. Because say, for instance, I roll a set of dice and I get all 6s. Now, some people might be like, dang, that's impressive. That's really lucky. But what if I wanted all 1s? Am I lucky now? No, I'm not. I'm very unlucky. I did not get what I wanted. But to someone else who might be playing a game like Yahtzee, they're going to be screaming their heads off because they got 6s. Now, how is that a mindset thing? It's because of what we're looking for. And luck kind of helps convey that in a way that we don't really understand. So if we're looking for a new job and we come across a CEO who is looking to hire someone with your skill set, you'd say that's pretty lucky, wouldn't you? But what if you are looking for a new job and you meet a CEO and you're not very outgoing. You don't believe yourself to be lucky. You're like, oh, cool, like it's a CEO, but what's going to go wrong now? What's going to be the unfortunate event? I'm going to be the one guy that doesn't get a job after meeting the CEO. And when you meet that CEO, then you're going to carry that bias. You're going to carry that unhappiness, that unluckiness into that interaction. And you're actually going to sabotage yourself in the sense that you won't be as outgoing. You won't talk about yourself in that way. And you're going to end up not getting the job. And then you've confirmed your bias of being unlucky. And you continue living your life thinking, oh, I'm unlucky. Oh, I'm unlucky. Oh, I'm unlucky. And you could have $1 million land in your lap and be like, well, I guess I gotta burn it because, you know, I'm just unlucky. I don't just get $1 million on my lap. Whoopsie daisy. Anyone want this $1 million? Gives it away. I'm not that lucky, bro. So, luckiness is this mindset. And what's really cool is this is even kind of proven with science. Psychologist Richard Wiseman, the author of The Luck Factor, and I'll repeat that. Psychologist Richard Wiseman, he's already wise. I mean, it's literally in his name. And he's rich in wisdom because it's Richard Wiseman, author of The Luck Factor, which is what we're talking about. So this guy's a pro, honestly. Like, that's the only reason why I'm mentioning him. He is just a massive pro. He's wise, rich, and lucky. He's extensively studied luck. And all you got to know with it is he had about 700 subjects. Half of them believe themselves to be lucky, and half of them believe themselves to be unlucky. And what he found is that basically those who are lucky, or at least perceived themselves to be lucky, those who perceived themselves to benefit from situations and perceived, if you will, to see a car wreck as a, oh my gosh, thank God I'm alive, and those who are unlucky and perceive themselves to be unlucky saying, oh my gosh, I was just in a wreck, actually performed, the lucky people, performed better. They were the ones that were more likely to be outgoing, more likely to be extroverted, and more likely to invite opportunities in. So by being who they are, by being open and honest with themselves and with the people around them, they actually drew in those people to allow themselves opportunities. So back to the CEO example, these extroverted people who believe themselves to be lucky. Now, hold on, I'll get there in a sec. So they perceive themselves to be lucky, are able to talk to that CEO, portray what they are, what they do, and what they have to offer. And the CEO sees that, says, hey, I would love to have someone like you working for our company. Would you like a job? And then that event of luck, if you will, perpetuates itself. Wow, I'm so lucky. I met a CEO at lunch and I got a job. That's amazing. Now, the unlucky group are walking around, and like I said, they talk to the CEO, they're very quiet, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Now, how does this apply to little things, though? You know? And again, trying to keep it short, short, short. to keep it short, how does it apply to the little things? Well, a paper jam, for instance. You might say, oh, man, it's so unlucky. The paper, paper jam's happening. Man, what the heck? And that could be, you know, that could just be a random accident, random chance that it happened, and you might be needing a paper that's due in 5 minutes, and you're the one scrambling to do it. Now, two things, though. One, why are you doing it 5 minutes before? Now, if that's out of your control as well, because someone else, someone else, like, assigned it to you, and you only had 10 minutes to do it anyways, you did it in five, you're printing, and you got to turn it in. Well, you know, that is perceived as unlucky, but if we're being honest, it's just an event. You know, it's a high stress scenario. And Dr. Wiseman also points out, to tie this back in, that those who perceive themselves to be lucky are more anxious. Now, describe to me that situation right there and tell me that that doesn't bring out a sense of anxiety, a sense of like tenseness, of urgency, of, oh my gosh, I gotta get it done or I'm gonna die. It tightens you. And it makes you anxious. It makes you, oh, man. And that anxiousness translates into that luckiness or unluckiness. Trying to see. he shows that being relaxed allows you to notice opportunities more than when anxious. So you might be having a problem with one printer, but if you're less anxious, if you're not as stressed because of, say, a time constraint, then you might notice, hey, there's a printer the floor below me that I can go use. But if you are anxious and you're stressing out, you're going to be so fixated on that one printer and the problem that you're going to perceive it to be this unlucky event. And when you turn it in 2 minutes late and your boss gives you a funny look, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I'm unlucky, the printer was broken. Whereas the lucky person might, even though without them saying, oh, I'm lucky, they might notice, hey, I'm okay, I can just walk downstairs 2 flights, print it there, bring it back up, and I'm good to go. So these small events, and then the other thing, because I like to keep track of the numbers and stuff, I said one was, it was probably because you shouldn't have been in that situation, but if you were, it's unfortunate. And two, it's, okay, the printer's jamming. Is it because of something you did or didn't do earlier? Now, I'm using a printer, and you might be like, oh, I never have to take care of the printer, and like someone else's job, but what about something like your car? Like, you do get into a car wreck. Is it your fault because you didn't get your brakes checked? Now, I want to step back real quick and laugh at myself because I said, oh, it's unfortunate that you ended up in the situation you did. And it's funny because, you know, here I am saying luck doesn't exist and yet I'm attributing it to luck. Again, luck itself doesn't exist, but we can use our perceptions of the world to our advantage. We can use what we know and what we believe to move and motivate us. If we believe ourselves to be lucky, even if it doesn't exist, we are significantly better off without or with it than we are without it. So, with all of that said, and trying to keep it short for you, I'm going to wrap it up and give you a challenge. And that is either today or tomorrow, if it's already night for you, I want you to go through your day and really observe. Just observe. You don't have to do anything with it. But I want you to see how many times something quote-unquote unlucky happens and how many times something lucky happens to you. And at the end of the day, kind of look back real quick and maybe even after each event, because I know we're all very busy and we're probably going to forget and be like, oh yeah, Brad told me to do that. But just kind of observe, because the thing is, and I think the real thing about these kinds of talks is we are in control of our thoughts and actions, and we are in control of what we choose to do, be that luck and the way we perceive it. And that is why us going through and observing our world and really understanding ourselves and really seeing what does make us lucky and what makes us unlucky and being able to apply that to us and to ourselves is what benefits us most. So, with all of that said, with that challenge in place of observing your day and really understanding what lucky and unlucky events happen, and then using that to empower us later on, I want to wish you all the best. I want to thank you for joining me for this cup of tea on Tea with Brad Lee. And thank you very much.